Time is fleeting, fate is treating me wrong. Why must I wait so long? Lonely woman, lonely woman, as I sleep, I weep in misery. Oh, stars that shine above me, please send someone to love me and take my loneliness from me. Lonely woman.
Miroslav Vitus, double bass player and leader on this CD called Universal Syncopations, released in 2003 on the ECM Records label. He was backed by Jan Garbarek on the saxophones, Chick Corea piano, John McLaughlin on guitar, and Jack Adesianet on the drums. The tune, Bamboo Forest. Just before that, a couple of songs from June Christie. She was accompanied by the great bandleader Stan Kenton on the piano. The tunes we heard, Every Time We Say Goodbye and Lonely Woman, that was re-released on the Capitol Jazz Records label. In 1993, it was originally recorded in 1995. Well, you're listening to Night Train here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. And I'm John Green, your host. As we do each week, we bring you 2 hours of jazz. Now, Jerry Mulligan.
Thank you. Thank you.
John Scofield, guitar. Backed by Larry Goldings on the piano and organ, Scott Colley on the bass, and Brian Blade on the drums. Simply Put was the tune. That's from his 2011 CD on the E-Marcy Records label. Just before that, Jerry Mulligan, baritone sax, with Scott Hamilton on the tenor sax. Mike Renzi, piano. Jay Leonard, bass, and Grady Tate on the drums. That's from a 1986 Concord Jazz LP, Soft Lights and Sweet Music. And the tune we heard was a Jerry Mulligan composition, Gone. Well, to remind you once again, you're listening to Night Train here on KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. And I'm John Green, your host. Time now to listen to our second feature CD, this, the Miles Davis Quintet, when they were on tour in Europe back in 1969. A bootleg series came out of that as a result of that tour. And this is Volume 2 from that. It's a 3-CD and 1-DVD set. Came out on the Sony Music Records label. There's a slew of different recording companies actually involved in this. Sony was the one who somehow organized the release of this. It was recorded in Stockholm, Sweden, November the 5th, 1969.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Nawa Chick Corea on the piano, Jack DeJohnette on the drums, Dave Holland on the bass, and Wayne Shorter on the tenor saxophone. Miles Davis in the quintet.
Thank you. Thank you.
Miles Davis Quintet. That quintet involved Miles Davis on the trumpet, of course, Wayne Shorter on the saxophones, Chick Corea on the pianos, Dave Holland bass, and Jack DeJohnette on the drums. Recorded, as I said earlier, in Stockholm, Sweden in 1969. This is a period when Miles Davis had definitely made his commitment to the fusion side of jazz. We first heard George Wein, the concert organizer, make his introduction of the group. Then we heard Bitches Brew, Paraphernalia, and Nefertiti. Well, that about does it for Night Train for another week. I'm going to go out tonight with Jackie McLean, the tenor sax player. This is from Hypnosis, Blue Note Classic Jazz Series. There's a couple of unreleased sessions that Jackie McLean was in. Gratian Moncour, Lamont Johnson, Scotty Holt, and Billy Higgins on the drums, recorded back in 1967, and then actually released in 1978. We're going to hear Blues in a Jiff. Stay tuned now for DeJohn McGarnier's Passport to Modern Jazz. Until next week, this is John Green. Take care. Thank you.
ladies and gentlemen, we're floating in space.